All right, time now for Ask the CLO. This one, CLO, is from Jolie in Lexington, Kentucky. Jolie writes, I'm in my early 50s, and I'm married to a woman that has gotten super holy since the pandemic started. If she's not at church, she's watching it on TV. This has spilled over to our sex life, and she says freaky sex is out because sex is only for procreation. I want to put her... I want to put her in all the positions she used to love because she won't, but she won't allow herself to get into it. How can I get her Bible off the nightstand and get her into this pretzel position like before?
Yeah, God, I can't really guide you on this one right here because you asking me to get the Bible off the nightstand. And get her foot back over there, up there by that lamp. And I don't know.
But that's his wife, though, Steve.
Well, see, she tripping.
Uh-huh. Yes.
See, she tripping. And, you know, you done got real holy because you done had something happen to you during COVID. But sex is for procreation, but sex is a lot of it's for pleasure. Yeah. A lot of it. See, I'm not having no more kids.
Yes.
You stopped. So I was
supposed to stop.
So I don't know what you're asking me to do, but I'm in here clowning to the best of my ability. I'm showing out when I can't. You know what I'm saying? You know. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you, except, bruh, I know she gonna have to do something though, because what you can't do, you know, is change on this man and have him sitting up in here now.
Yeah.
You done cut him off. I don't know what you think he gonna do. But if he don't go down there and get the same I don't know, conversion you had.
Exactly.
If he don't get that, he gonna go somewhere else, lady.
Yeah.
Everybody on this show been clowning. Ain't y'all?
Yeah, what?
They need some
clowning. During COVID, everybody been clowning.
All right, here we go.
Everybody, speak up.
I don't know why you try to drag these ladies into it.
Always right to that.
Should have just stayed over here with me.
All right, we're moving on, guys. Montavious, I had to say that again, in Baton Rouge, says, I got my EMT certification and I need to move to a bigger city to get a job. My girlfriend just had a baby girl and she doesn't want to leave our hometown because she needs her mom's help with the baby. I'm trying to prepare a good future for my family, but she's tripping about me leaving. If I stay in town, I could continue to manage the restaurant where I work, but that's not my dream. Do I make the sacrifice for my girlfriend and stay, or do I make the bigger sacrifice for my family and go?
Well, you could go ahead. Mm-hmm. And get it all set up, and then when she get a little bit better handle on the baby, bring the family to you. And then you on weekends, of course, drive back. I don't know how far the city is that you got to move to, because he's in, I don't know what city he in.
Hey,
Baton
Rouge. He's in Baton Rouge.
You got to get
La Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge is a great city. You got to go to New Orleans, or you going to have to. Or Houston, not. How far is Houston from Baton Rouge?
About 5 hours.
Yeah, driving. So you can go on up there and just drive back on the weekends if you ain't on call. Or you can go to Louisiana. I mean New Orleans. They busy. Woo! It's all day long down there.
I ain't gonna lie to you though.
They probably need you down there. So and then, you know, it's kind of tough because this man is trying to provide.
Yeah.
And that's his dream to do EMT. He tired of managing the restaurant. That's why he went. Now, I know she tripping, but y'all got to sit down and talk about what's best for the family. You'll be able to send back way more money than managing.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Wow. Amazing.
But girlfriend, though, not wife, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going on.
Moving on. Amazing in Riverdale, Georgia. Amazing. Says, I did a weight loss challenge with my coworkers and we took before and after pictures. It was four ladies and four guys. We wore biker shorts and sports bras for the before pictures, and the men wore shirtless and biker shorts. My husband was snooping through my phone and saw the pictures of me with my coworkers. He got upset because my male coworker saw me in a bra. I lost 6 pounds in a week and I won the challenge, but he's ruining the whole experience. How can I get him to understand?
Mm-mm. Hold on. Dog, it was a bra.
Hold on, man.
A sports bra and some spandex. Dog, that's the equivalent to a bikini.
Yeah.
Less than a bikini.
Right.
Yeah.
So, bruh, come on, man. I mean, dog, they all did it for the challenge. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, bruh, your wife at the house, she just lost weight. It was for a challenge. Mm-hmm. Before and after pictures. Sports bra, spandex shorts. That was it.
Yeah. But Steve, when
but
I
dog,
first
shouldn't
this...
she have told him first though? He shouldn't find out by just passing.
I don't know why she didn't tell him.
Yeah, you keep your phone unlocked, Tommy. So.
Oh no, the FBI can't get in this phone right here. Hell
when
no.
I first read this, that L in LBS for pounds, I thought it was 61 pounds in a week.
Yeah, that's
like,
meth.
What is she on? What kind of diet?
Yeah, that's meth. She been up for 7 days and she ain't ate. That's meth. She been running around the yard.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What? She lost how many pounds? All right. All right, Reggie in New Jersey says, I'm a 44-year-old married man, and I think my wife is cheating on me. She's been staying out late after work, and her phone is off. I retired military, and I put a tracking device on her car, so it's always at the place she said that she's going. But I think she's ditching her car and getting in with someone else. I don't want to sound paranoid, but I am. We were home together for months last year, and now she said she treasures her time with her friends. Why does she need to turn her phone off, though?
I don't know, bruh. I don't want to start nothing because you a man and we have a tendency to be ignorant. But, you know, she turning her phone off, but she got the tracking device and her car is always where you say it is. So I don't know what to tell you, bruh, because I don't want to incite the riot or get you all worked up about nothing. So, you know, just talk to your wife and see what's going on, you know. But don't jump to conclusions and do nothing crazy because I can't say nothing to get you started in that direction.
Yeah, don't tell him. Don't tell him, Steve.
Right.
You're a professional cheater.
Coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.